Well, God bless you, heart dwellers. I wanted to tell you, too, that Eric Sampson of Eric the Flute Maker Ministries has taken care of several families, that he has received funds for families 1, 2, and 3. Latrine holes are dug, and 3 teams are ready to finish projects before the rains of late May. That's beautiful. We're talking about roofs, latrines, furniture, medicine, food. Many, many needs have been met. So we're doing very well there. Now I would like to ask a favor of you. Please, if you're going to donate to them, please donate to them directly when it's appropriate. Also, I wanted to let you know that we have made several substantial donations to them. So they're doing quite well. And I think at this point, it's good to keep them in mind whenever you have extra or every month, if possible. That indeed will keep the needs being met. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that, dear ones. If you do want to make a donation, please do make it directly to Eric and mention that you are from Heart Dwellers. And thank you for continuing to support us. We really, really appreciate that. We have 2 new people on board because the amount of work and the volume of work that we have is getting much more intense, and I need more help. So we've got 2 more people that are involved in the ministry now and are working full-time. So we very much appreciate your donations. It helps to take care of them. And we're planning also on being able to distribute books and CDs in the not-too-distant future, right out here from our home for free. Freely we've been given and we've received, so we give freely. The Lord bless you all. You're greatly loved and appreciated. Your letters to me are wonderful, and I read them to Ezekiel and to our staff, and they're very, very touched by your letters. Thank you so much. And forgive me if I haven't answered them. We have truly been overwhelmed with wonderful things over here.